For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. A family court judge in South Central Kentucky recently sent shockwaves through the LGBT community. Judge Mitchell Nance announced he would no longer preside over adoptions involving gay couples. That announcement has drawn a range of opinions, some calling for him to step down from the bench. Lisa Autry has this story.
Calling it a matter of conscience, Judge Mitchell Nance issued an order recusing himself from gay adoptions. He said he believes allowing gay couples to adopt is not in a child's best interest. Mitchell hears cases in Barron and Metcalf counties. His decision has attracted national attention and mixed opinions.
Hey, ho, ho! Homophobia's got to go!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
About a dozen protesters gathered outside the Barron County Courthouse this week. The rally was led by Chris Hartman of the Fairness Campaign in Louisville.
Mitchell Nance has indicated that he can no longer perform the basic tenets of his job. He cannot adjudicate with impartiality, with fairness, or with justice.
Shame!
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Chadwick Shockley of Glasgow said he considers Judge Nance a personal friend and was surprised by his recusal.
And it was like a kick in the head for him to infer that I was not fit to be a parent. And I've raised two sons and a daughter with my husband.
Shockley and his partner have been together 16 years and were married last June. Shockley, who works for Barron County Schools, has helped raise his husband's biological children. One of them is Ephraim Lopez, Jr.
He's helped me get through high school. He helped me find a job. He's a great father.
The 22-year-old Lopez says his family is like any other.
We have vacations. We have family pictures, picnics. It's regular family.
Dr. Patty Minter is a professor and legal historian at Western Kentucky University. She's also with the group Bowling Green Fairness. Minter was among the demonstrators at the Glasgow rally who called on Judge Nance to resign.
Justice under law. And when the Supreme Court of the United States says that, then it is not for someone to take their beliefs and discriminate against people who are doing wonderful things to bring new families together, to bring children into loving homes.
We want
fairness.
Do we want it?
Now.
Kentucky state law allows gay couples to adopt, and the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2015 that all states must permit same-sex marriage. But legal experts say judges have a duty to disqualify themselves from cases in which they are biased.
Not only has he not done anything wrong according to the law, he's done exactly what the law has said he has to do in these kinds of cases.
That's Martin Cothran, a senior policy analyst with the Family Foundation of Kentucky.
This is just one more instance, in our opinion, in which you have groups that think that basically acting on your politically incorrect opinions should be illegal or something. It just goes again to show the intolerance of the people who are always talking so much about tolerance.
Cothran says his conservative group thinks the law should favor homes with a father and a mother.
We need to have policies that promote and incentivize more children growing up in what is demonstrably a better home to grow up in.
Judge Nance declined to be interviewed for this story, but told the Courier-Journal in a phone interview last month that he doesn't know any gay adoptive parents and said he was unable to cite any research that shows they make less of a parent than heterosexuals. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.